The United States and Israel are engaged in an intensive diplomatic dialogue over Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's plan to remove Israeli settlements from the Gaza Strip. The Israelis are seeking U.S. support for the withdrawal, but the U.S. is concerned that Sharon's plan could jeopardize long-term efforts for a negotiated peace. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
There has been a flurry of U.S.-Israeli contacts over the past few weeks, and U.S. officials say Assistant Secretary of State William Burns and Deputy National Security Advisor Stephen Hadley will make another trip to Israel next week for more talks on Ariel Sharon's plan for a unilateral disengagement from the Palestinians. Sharon's plan is to evacuate the Israeli settlements in Gaza because they are so hard to defend. Some isolated settlements in the West Bank also would be abandoned. At the same time, the government is constructing a controversial security barrier in and around the West Bank aimed at protecting the remaining settlements and Israel itself from Palestinian suicide bombers. Israel's ambassador to Washington, Daniel Ayalon, says that disengagement plans are proceeding, but that, he says, was not his government's first choice.
We stress that our first choice has always been to go with a Palestinian partner, but the Palestinian partner has to be capable, trustworthy, and effective. In the absence of that, we will have to see what we can do.
Ayalon says that Prime Minister Sharon would like to visit Washington once Israel has finalized its plans, but U.S. and Israeli officials say the visit depends on the ability of Israel to persuade Washington to support the proposal. On a previous visit to Israel this month, U.S. officials gave the Israelis a list of questions. One was whether Israel's plans would undermine a U.S.-backed peace initiative known as the Roadmap. A State Department official says another serious question is who would control Gaza after the Israelis left. Edward Abington, a former U.S. Consul General in Jerusalem, who now represents Palestinian Authority interests in Washington, says Israel needs to coordinate any pullout with the Palestinians.
If it's done in a totally uncoordinated fashion, many Palestinians fear that there could be a Hamas takeover in Gaza, and that Hamas will claim that they drove Israel out of Gaza in much the same way that Hezbollah drove Israel out of South Lebanon.
The result, says Abington, would be to strengthen the hand of Palestinian extremists. But a U.S. official and Israeli reports of the ongoing discussions suggest that Israel currently has no plans to consult with the Palestinian Authority. Moreover, Israel intends to ask Egypt to help police a strip of land known as the Philadelphia Route along the Egyptian border with Gaza. But Egypt's ambassador to Washington, Nabil Fahmy, says his government does not support a unilateral withdrawal. Egypt, he says, believes Israel must coordinate with the Palestinian Authority.
The idea that we would monitor a road or preserve security on a particular road, I think the better approach is to enhance the security capability of the Palestinian Authority and the Palestinians for them to monitor their own land.
Ambassador Fahmy says Egypt wants to see Israel's final plans for its evacuation of Gaza before deciding what role, if any, Egypt should play. Diplomatic sources here say that Israel is close to a decision. But David Makovsky, a senior fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says Israel is unlikely to go ahead with a pullout without U.S. approval.
If the United States doesn't give its imprimatur to such an effort, it's hard for me to see Israel, go through all the painful efforts, having probably its government collapse and reconfigured with the Labor Party led by Shimon Peres inside it. There's a lot of pain here, taking down settlements without the blessing of its patron.
What is not clear at this point is how far the Bush administration will push Israel to answer its concerns when the president is campaigning for re-election. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.